Let those words!
Yep, you guys know what that sound means. That means it's time for a brand new episode of The Bid Nerds. We are talking cars on the auction platforms like Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, P-Car Market, Marked, and more. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host along with my partner, Michael Deeb. What's up this morning, Michael Deeb?
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man? I picked this car for you. You are king of the replica, so... we haven't done one in a while, JP, so I picked this car from me too.
How did that happen? I had no intention of that ever happening. Like, I've wound up owning like three or four of these replica 356s. I've never had a 550. I've never had a 904. That 904 that's like directly below us, that's Tony Mazzagatti's 904 here in Las
Vegas.
Gorgeous car. 3.2 liter flat six. Unreal, berserk car. But... Yeah. Not real, like genuinely unreal. I think that's the license plate too. I think it's like not real or unreal or something like that.
Yeah.
But
it's faux pas.
Yeah, I always thought if on a 356, a 356 replica, you know the brand 4Tail 4 down in Phoenix. Uh-huh. They've got that 4Tail 4, which I've always thought was one of the most clever Porsche brands ever. 356 five to four till 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock,
which is 356 in the afternoon, or in the morning. I always thought if I get another 356, I would get it say faux till faux, like FO. So anyways,
then you have to move to Detroit.
No. Actually, that you're missing the joke. Faux, F-A-U-X.
There you go. Faux.
Trying to be a little bit more clever. Yeah, not a hip-hop.
No, I got it.
Okay,
I got
it. I'm with you. Yeah. All right, all becomes amazingly clear. Well, if that doesn't tease the lead, guys, what we do on the show is we talk about the most interesting car from all these auction sites, and then we have a conversation about that car, and we make a prediction as to what we think is going to happen in that car's auction, and then we marry our always wrong predictions with what actually happened. So stick around to the end of the episode, and you can see what happened. Good shout out to our sponsors, Godin Classic and Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. All right, let's get to the most interesting car.
I have a question. We always marry our results to our predictions, and sometimes that doesn't go very well. Do either of us have the option to divorce ourselves from our predictions?
Once we say it, it's in digital concrete. The ones and zeros are burned in forever and never, ever, ever go away, especially after we publish on the YouTube. So this is the show where we constantly show how big of idiots we really are.
All right, John. Well, I picked this car for you. On Bring a Trailer is our no reserve Perry Designs 550 Spider replica. This car, John, was built on a 1967 Volkswagen Coupe. It incorporates a 1776, or we call it an 1800 flat four, 1800cc flat four, paired with a four speed manual transaxle. Dual carbs. Gorgeous 15-inch steely rims. I like that this car has dual roll hoops. I know that it probably looks better to not have roll hoops, but I do like the way I would drive this car. I think roll hoops would be necessary. I don't like that they're black. This car has beautiful chrome and bright work in certain areas of the car. Even the steel wheels are a light silver. So I think they kind of missed it when they did flat black roll hoops. I think the roll hoops should mimic the rest of the bright work on the car, and then it would really give off something that might look a little bit more original than these ugly black ones. The car is painted graphite blue, and I really like the color on this body. I think it looks really good. I think it shows well. They kind of coppered the James Dean thing here with the number 130. That was the color of James Dean's famous or sort of infamous Little Bastard that he perished in. And then this car is painted on the back. It's called Lil Jefe, which is kind of cute. But I don't know, nice little car. The shifter doesn't do anything for me. It kind of looks like a Hurst shifter. The steering wheel is wood, as that's nice, but I would love to see you put a really beautiful like Porsche steering wheel, I think, on you had a white 356 when you had two 356 replicas at the same time. The black one, which was kind of rough, and the white one, which looked really real. We call that Rochelle's car. And I think you put like a beautiful white steering wheel on that. I think that wheel would look gorgeous on this car. So I think with a few dollars and a little bit more vision, this car could look really good. And certainly looks like it'd be a lot of fun to drive. I know you've had 356s and you've said that you've never had a 550. If I was going to go down the replica road, you'd have to make mine a 550. I'd love to have a 904, but I think it's out of the budget. But a nice 550 with a little bit bigger motor than this one has, oh man, you could get my money off me for that. So JP, have you ever heard of Perry Designs? And if so, what do you think of them? This car's fiberglass. I think all these cars wind up being fiberglass one way or another. And then what would you do if this were your car? What would you change? Obviously, to me, the steering wheel and the roll hoop, the Porsche across the script, I'd make that white. And then I think this car would be a really good looker. Change the shifter as well. But Perry Designs, and what would you do to it if it was yours? Those are the things I want to hear from you.
I have not heard of Perry Designs, but you asked me what I would do with this car if I owned it. I would get rid of it as soon as effing possible. This thing's a pile of crap. I'm not kidding. Run as quickly as you can from this one. As someone who has owned replicas and I like them, this is not how you want a 550 replica to be set up. This thing is wrong in every conceivable way. This thing is...
All right, give it to us.
Garbage. I mean, the only thing it's got going for it is that it's got five lug wheel hubs. Now, this thing is a really, really bad replica, not just in the way it looks and how uncorrect it is. But so, okay, let's back up. 550, you've got 356 replicas and 550 replicas, right? A lot of times the 356 replicas are built on Volkswagen platforms. And that kind of makes sense because a Volkswagen Beetle and a 356 are a lot more similar than a Volkswagen Beetle and a 550. A Volkswagen has an engine in the back, right? Just like a 911. That engine is sitting on the rear transaxle or behind the rear transaxle, right? It's sitting way out on the end. Whereas a 550 has a mid-engine, right? Most of the 550 replicas that you see out there are tube frame mid-engine cars. They're not built on a Beetle platform. Building this on a Beetle platform is just the absolute wrong way to go. I mean, look at this stupid picture right here. That is junk. I mean, what the hell are they doing? They've got this engine way out in the back. The engine, can you guys see my cursor? They've got this goofy firewall. The engine should be up here, guys, not all the way back here. It's just a bolted together square frame. I mean, this is just a hack if I've ever seen one. What garbage is this? This thing scares me how bad it is. It really is junk. And then did you notice while you were talking about this car, did you notice how the doors open on this? Look at this.
No, I didn't.
They fold down.
How do you get in it?
Look at this, guys.
Oh my God.
Is that supposed to be a step so you can step into? I mean, this is just the goofiest god dang thing I've ever. Yeah, this is bad, 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 bad replica, bad. Run away as fast as you flipping can on this car. And I think this thing's going to get tore up in the comments. I can't imagine this car. Yeah, geez Louise, this thing's bad in so, so many ways. Yeah, you can see right here, this is where the engine should be, guys. If you're looking at a 550, it's a mid-engine car. I think on top of all that, I think the replica market is really waning. We've talked about on recent episodes that we've talked about kind of like the cap on the value of hot rods. Hot rod 911s, we talk about blue chip 911s or blue chip Porsches in general continue to go up in price and also would value in a lot of ways. People are parking their money in safe, long-term, classic investments. Cars that are hot rods, they have to have a name brand attached to them. It has to be a Roof or a Singer or a Gunther or something like that, right? Or a Kremer. But the hot rod cars, they really have to have the utility. They have to be an amazing build. They have to have a great engine, but no matter how bespoke you make them, 350 seems to be the cap. So if you think you're going to get $500,000 for some amazing build, not going to happen unless your name is Singer, right? These replica cars have always traditionally been a great value. A 356 and a Beetle are similar in a lot of ways because that engine goes all the way in the back. But let's be real, a 356 is kind of a unibody car, right? It's a stamped out. It doesn't have a chassis like a Beetle does. A chassis is basically like a pickup truck. It's just a chassis with an engine in the back, and you can put almost any body on top of it. 356 wasn't built that way, but you can still make it work, right? You have a bigger engine, better suspension, and you wind up having a car that in a lot of ways, you know, copies the driving experience of a 356. The 550 replicas, like the Thunderhill replicas and the Beck replicas, some of those are just amazing cars because they're steel tube frames or aluminum tube frames. I mean, they're just like unreal, awesome, super great, and really well engineered cars with the engines in the correct, you know, place. I've seen people even change the valve covers on them to say Porsche on them. I mean, some of these replicas look really, really, really good. And perform really, really well as well. And ergo, those cars are bringing 50, 60. I mean, we've even seen some of them bring $70,000 when things were really at their height. But now looking at the prices of these replicas, it seems like they're really falling off. One of my recent ones, my favorite replica that I've ever owned, was this little 356. I've got the picture of it up here. You know, this 356 was just so much fun. It had a hot little, I think it was like a 2 liter in it. And oh my gosh, the suspension, the guy who built this car decades ago in New Hampshire built this for SCCA racing, and it felt like it. I mean, this car was just a little hot rod. I sold this on BAT about what, a year and a half ago, something like that, Deeb. And this car isn't super correct, but look at that. I mean, super romantic. You know, the
it's a looker,
great.
John. It's a total looker. The color is fantastic. It really adds to what do the DWS guys say? You know,
sense
the spirit
of occasion.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, the vintage California black plate and all the emblems and stickers and the leather straps. I mean, that car is an absolute looker. It would get tons of attention every time you drove it. That's a great car.
Yeah, and it drove in a way that like made you feel like, okay, this is a substantial real car. I've had some of these 356s replicas driving around, and they just feel like they're going to break every time you hit a bump or something like that. They're just poorly done. You can see the gauge package, and this one is totally wrong, but it was neat anyway. I mean, just this car was so good. He still has the Durr sticker on it. God bless him. The guy who bought this car from me on BAT drove it. Like, he drove this thing. He put like 12,000 miles on it, and he did a bunch of improvements. The doors weren't hanging quite right on mine. You know what that's like. And, you know, it had a couple of things that needed sorted out, and he really did it. And I'd love to drive it now that he's kind of messed with it. But it went on BAT just this last week. It closed over the weekend, no reserve, for substantially less than he bought it from me for. And he also put a bunch of money into it. So I feel really bad for him that he wasn't able to get the money that he was hoping for. Commendable that he went no reserve. I think it hurt it that it was on a Sunday. Sometimes Sunday closes can be really off. But
weekend closes are hit and miss, John. Yeah. That's definitely a fair take, you know.
I would like to have bought this car back. If I were paying attention, if I weren't out driving one of my other 911s with Chef and his new 930 this weekend, I may have been paying attention, and this might be on its way back to my garage. All that said, this little 356 was awesome. This 550 that we're talking about is just a pile of junk. Just do not. My recommendation is run away from this car as fast as you can. And I think it's going to be flushed out. It'll be interesting to watch the comments. So with all that said, sorry, that was a little long-winded there.
No.
What do you guys, what do you think, Michael Deeb? What do you think this car is doing now that I've kind of,
I don't know. You tore this car apart. I saw the color and the red and silver wheels, and I thought it looked really cool. The rear end of this car doesn't look right. You know, I'm so used to seeing Beck speedster spiders that, you know, really do look like at a, like if you see a really nice Beck that's been sort of finished to look more authentic than replica, sometimes you have to take a really close inspection to find out if it's real or not. But this car, when you take one look at that rear end with the body down, and you can tell it's not right. So it's really hard to denote what the value is. It's worth noting it's on BAT and it's a no reserve auction. So this car is going to sell. The question is it going to taper out at $11,000 or is it going to make 20 grand? After listening to you, John, I don't think this car is going very far at all. But I'll probably come in over you at $14,000. Just because of the size of the audience and the fact that, to even someone like me that doesn't know if it's good or not, somebody might just step on their Johnson and overpay for it. So, JP, I send it back to you, $14,000, no reserve. It's at $6,200 on 5 bids as we're looking at it. My bid is 14 grand. Where are you going to come in?
Wow, that's really low. I know I just spent a bunch of time ishing all over it, and it is a piece of junk, but no reserve. The good ones are bringing or were bringing over 50. I think with a bit of a correction, the good ones will probably bring somewhere in the 40s now, maybe high 30s on an off day or whatever. This one is terrible. It's terrible, but it's still a 550 replica shape. And gosh, I mean, if it doesn't make 20, I'd be pretty shocked, but I'm going to say 20. I would normally say that I'm quite sure whoever owns it thinks it's going to bring 30 or 40, but they're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah. My original guess when I looked at it was 25, but after listening to you, I took $6,000 off my bid. So I'm going to go down to 14 and say that it's barely going to get twice where it's at right now.
Here's the thing, Deeb, it's not even worth what you're bidding. I mean, you're spot on, but I think someone will, I think
pay
an
more.
Unknowing person will think this is a great value and not realizing that they're getting a pile of crap. I'd be scared to drive this thing anywhere. What a hunk of crap.
The way we drive, that's for sure.
Guys, if you consider buying this car, were there even pictures underneath it?
No, not really.
I mean, oh my gosh, no pictures under. Yeah. No. I'm looking through the auction. There's no underside pictures of this thing. The engine on a Volkswagen, the engine and transmission on a Volkswagen are held to the car by 3 points. And those, it's pretty common for those to get worn out, and you can't tell in this car without looking underneath. This car is downright dangerous. Run away, please. All right, guys. What do you think will
JP,
be?
Oh, yeah. Let go me, ahead. Quick question. If somebody wanted to order a Beck Spider today, do you know what it costs to build a brand new one?
Hoovy's Garage got one recently. He got one with the Subaru setup in it, and I want to say it was six figures. So I'd be shocked if it wasn't low six figures. I'd be guessing in that 100,000, give or take, whatever. And you're waiting a while to do it, but you know what? That car is worth it. I mean, would you get your money back? I don't know, but you couldn't really replicate that car, for that much money. I mean, they really are a ton of fun, and with the modern engines, it's kind of neat. I would still prefer having an air cooled, Volkswagen engine in it or something like that.
Well, when I started at Godin, one of my first face-to-face visits with Gary was that I had a line on a $2.5 million real 550. Whoa. And he just laughed me out of his office because he said he would never pay more than $1 million for a car ever. Mm-hmm. That was like too scary for him. And those cars were bringing $5 million today. It's interesting. Like, we could have made, at the time could have made hopefully $500,000 to $1 million on the car. But that wasn't part of the way we do business there.
Yeah.
But the 550, real 550 today are $5.5 million. So even low six figures for a great replica that's probably more reliable and way easier to live with, they still seem like a screaming deal for like a nice Beck one,
Yeah. it's always easy to look back and say, oh yeah, I should have bought that. And then, for the armchair quarterback or whatever.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. But, well, that's the benefit that you guys get from this show is that you get to play armchair quarterback because we record this show before the auction closes and you can find out what happens at the end of this episode because we are about to go in the future. Now's the time to plug in your bids, play along. It's like The Price is Right, only with fun enthusiast cars. We will find out what happened with this piece of trash 550 replica right after this. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin. This guy,
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that gonna be for sale?
It is gonna be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos on YouTube, you got to check out my channel, The Rally Show.
Oh, this car. I am driving a 2020 Lamborghini SVJ. This car, watch this.
But you do got to watch this. You've got to go to the Rami Show and check out the Rami Show car reviews, part of the Cars Unknown ecosystem here. We got all kinds of stuff going on. So check that out. And thanks to our good friends over, at Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. Michael Deeb, we have great fans, don't we? There may not be a ton of them. There may only
be
four.
We do.
But they're
we
awesome.
Do. We have four loyal fans, and we could basically name them by Ross and Michael G and Family Guy. And who's the fourth one I'm forgetting?
Anthony. And you put me on the spot here.
I know.
Chachi,
yeah, that's everybody. That's
we've got Anthony, Church House, Art's on here pretty often. I feel like there's some other ones. If we're forgetting,
Michael
some
Myers
other
is
names,
on there.
Ray
Buddha,
Melville's
Buddha chimes
awesome.
In.
Buddha's always on there. Look, here's the deal, you guys. We absolutely love you guys, and we got to call out, like, specifically, I've got a call to action for you guys. If you watch this show every day, if you watch this show once a week, regularly, if you're part of the Nerd Nation, there's a bunch of you out there. We're really trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. We're less than a couple hundred away. We've been just slogging along. We noticed one of our videos about a 930 specifically. Porsche 930 got a ton of views, and we didn't know why. And we found out that someone had shared it on a Facebook group about Porsche 930s, and that just got way more views, and it got a bunch of subscribers. We need your help. Pick your favorite episode, or find an episode where you think we're just the biggest idiots, and share it on a Facebook group that's relevant to that specific episode. That kind of thing helps more than anything. Any promotion that we do, anything that we've ever tried, it seems like when you guys, the Nerd Herd, get out there and share episodes, that's when we get more views and that's when we get more subscribers.
Yeah, for sake of argument, JP, remember all the flack you got about us falling on our face on that that Nissan 300Z, that gold one, that anniversary car that neither one of us realized just how special that car is to the Datsun world. And so we were getting, like, people were taking the piss out of us, just like, oh, these guys are idiots. I don't know what we're talking about. Share that one. Share that with your favorite Datsun group and just fillet us. We don't care. Just light us up like a Christmas tree. It doesn't matter.
All right. Speaking of lighting up like a Christmas tree, future bonfire of a car, this black spot on the side of the road that will be this dumbass 550. What happened with the results of this? I'm shocked that someone's this stupid.
John, on Bring a Trailer, was this no reserve auction for the Perry Designs 550 Spider replica? What's interesting is when I looked at the car, and made my notes, I wrote $25,000. And then you and I talked about the car, and I said, you know, hey, it looks good, right? And you just went and filleted this car and talked about how poorly it was constructed, how unsafe it looks like it might be if you were out to go and really drive the snot out of this car. You'd be much better off in any other replica than this one because it just looks like it was strewn together with popsicle sticks and duct tape. So I changed my bid and said $14,000. And then you said, well, I'm going to go 20 grand because even a terrible one brings good money. And I was like, you left me hanging, dog. The car was only at $6,000 when we were covering it, and it was only going to close a couple days later. Well, lo and behold, guess what our car sold for? $25,250, which means my knee-jerk reaction was better than my brain after listening to you. Does that make any sense to anybody out there? I'm sure the nerd herd can relate to me that JP can sometimes turn your attitude towards a car to sour. And again, fundamentally, all the stuff that JP said was accurate, and so deservedly so. This car is still unsafe, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth $25,000 on Bring a Trailer. So, John, I'm not shocked by that result. I'm just shocked by how bad I missed it after listening to you. That was the point I was trying to make. You came in at 20 grand saying that, like, even the terrible ones bring, you know, like, even the crappy one, you know, is going to bring decent, fair money. Are you really shocked that this car brought $25,000 on BAT, or are you just shocked that people are that stupid and that it's not even worth the 25 grand? Like, this guy's never going to get $25,000 for this car again. We know that. So, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, this is definitely not a car that's going to hold up very well if there's any kind of downturn in the economy or whatever. You could say, All right, inflation will go up, so that'll keep prices up, but values will go down. This car is just, I wouldn't have paid $5,000. I take that back. I would buy this car for $5,000. I wouldn't drive it. I would immediately go, and that's all this car would be good for would be the flip to make a couple bucks on someone who's stupid. But, you know, even I would feel kind of bad selling this thing to someone who actually, oh my gosh, this car is terrifying. whoever bought this, if you happen to see this episode, man, be careful. That just get a fire extinguisher. Don't put anyone you like in the passenger seat, because it's one thing to put your own life in peril, but, you know, you take your kid for a ride or your dog or your wife or something like that, and they're the ones that burn alive because you're stupid. That's not a good idea.
John, we implore our audience never to take our advice, but the bid nerds are imploring the person who bought this car to wear a crash helmet, right? That's what you're saying?
Take our advice on this one. No, don't drive this car. Absolute garbage. It doesn't even look cool because it's just such a bad fake. This is, you know, how you hear, it's like you hear people saying, oh, yeah, the fake Rolexes are better than the real Rolexes, or they're just as good or whatever. It's like, no, they're not. But, you know, on someone's wrist, it's kind of hard to tell some of the really nice Rolexes that are the fake ones that are out there. You're like, damn. But this car does not pass. This is like the worst fake Rolex you've ever seen. The secondhand ticks instead of sweeps. Yeah. You know, it's like such an obvious fake. It's like, gosh. And it drives horribly, and it looks stupid, and it's unsafe, and. Oh boy, someone just had to put 25 grand in a blender and got rid of it on this one. All right, guys, what do you think of the results of this stupid car? Are we wrong? We're not on this one. We're wrong often on these, but you're going to hop in there deep. Go for it.
I'm going to lose more money on my Alfetta GT. So I, you know, who am I to talk? I'm not throwing any stones.
You know, your Alpha, okay, an old Alpha, at least you can, like, burn to death in that thing and be like, yeah, I'm doing God's work. I'm driving an old Italian car, and, you know, it's not entirely unexpected that this is the way I was going to die. But in that stupid James Dean car, I mean, James Dean, come on, man. It's like people die in 550s, especially really, really bad ones that are fake. All right, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Get the nerds!